Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Ayin. This year is Camp Kaylee Visiting Day Edition. I will end early if I can, because my significant other will no doubt be at home waiting for me to return so that we could head up to Visiting Day. So it's today's much easier than yesterday, thank God, although the first topic that we're going to cover today, starting at the bottom of Samach Tesem Abayz and then on to Ayin Amud Aleph, is going to be a continuation of the various questions that the Gemara was posing. We had posed a number of questions yesterday about the mechanics of Kiyam HaNeder versus Hafaras HaNeder, and what if you say Kiyam Lechi, can two Kiyumim take effect one after the other? What happens if you show all on one of them? What happens if you say Kiyam Lechi, Umufar Lechi? And those statements would seem to be contradictory, and they would seem to be antithetical to one another. So we saw a little bit about that yesterday, and today we're going to begin with an interesting question, which is, what if somebody says Kiyam Lechi Hayom Umufar Lechi Lamachar, that I want your neder to be Mekuyam today, but tomorrow I want the neder to be Mufar. So can that take effect? And we're going to see that the Ron says that there are actually three questions posed here packed into one. So we'll see that in a couple of minutes. And then the question is, well, okay, let's say if Kiyam Lechi Hayom Umufar Lechi Lamachar, then you can never be Mefer the neder because you've already had a Kiyam for the 24-hour period. So if you already missed the 24-hour window within which you can be Mefer the neder, the Gemara is then going to say, well, what if you say Kiyam Lechi Lefi Shah? What happens if you say, for the next couple of hours, I want the neder to be Mekuyam, and after that, I want it to be Mufar? So is there such a thing as a Kiyam L'Shah, or is it automatically considered to be a permanent Kiyam? We're going to try to bring a Raya from a case of Nazir, so we'll see that. And then at the Mishnah, on the bottom of the Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, it's going to summarize again the concept of Nisrokna, which we've been dealing with for the past couple of days, about how when the husband dies, his koach to be made for the neder transfers back to the father, whereas when the father dies, his koach to be made for the neder does not transfer to the husband. But we'll see that the Mishnah is going to say that even though the father's koach is greater than the husband's koach in that respect, because he can inherit the koach from the husband, whereas the husband cannot inherit the koach from the father, the husband does have a greater koach, legabe nedarim, than the father does in a different aspect, and that's namely, we know that there are two things that are, there are three things that are motzi from the reshus of a father. The father, ordinarily speaking, when his daughter is a ktana or a nara, has the reshus to be mefer her nedarim. So the three things that take the daughter out of the reshus of the father, one is obviously death. So if the father dies, he can no longer be mefer the nedarim, in which case, lo nisrokna reshus labal. The second thing is if the daughter gets married, and we're not talking about kedushin, we're talking about actual nesuin. And then the third thing is if the daughter becomes a bogeres. And we're going to say that the husband, who's an aros, presumably, so we'll have to figure out how exactly this case works, can be mefer her nedarim, can be mefer the wife's nedarim, even after she is a bogeres. And the Mishnah will say, in that respect, yafa koach abal mi koach av, because the av can no longer be mefer nedarim of a bogeres, whereas a baal can be mefer nedarim of a bogeres. And we'll continue discussing that on Ayin Amud Beis. So let's pick up again from Samach Tesem Abayz, three lines up from the bottom. So boy, Rabba. So Rabba asks the following kasha. Kiyam Lechi Hayom Mahu. So if a guy just says, Kiyam Lechi Hayom, this nether should be Mekuyim for you today. Mahu, what's the halacha? So mi aminan kamandi yamar le mufar lechi lamachar. Are we going to read into his words and assume that from the fact that he's saying Kiyam Lechi Hayom, that implicit in his words that he means to say Mufar Lechi Lamachar and Mufar Lechi Lamachar Odilma Halo Amarla? Or maybe that we're not going to be medayek in what this guy actually means when he says Kiyam Lechi Hayom. We're not going to do Michlal Hain Michlal Lav Atashemeya Hain and say, well, from the fact that he says it should be confirmed for today, it means that tomorrow it should be revoked. No, a revocation has to be something that is, the revocation has to be something that's expressed. That's the way the Rush learns out here, this sad, that you can't revoke a neder by negative implication. The neder, the revocation of the neder has got to be expressed. And so therefore, when the guy says, Kiyam Lechi Hayom, it's not like he said, Mufar Lechi Lamachar, it's as if he said, Kiyam Lechi Hayom, which is exactly what the guy said. So says the Gemara like this, on the top of Ayin Amud Aleph, so Imtim Salomar, Holo Amrala. So if you want to say, well, Kiyam Lechi Hayom, that nether is definitely Mekoyim, and it's not Mufar, because he didn't say Mufar Lechi Lamachar. Well, then the Gemara says, in that case, Holo Amrala, so Amrala Mufar Lechi Lamachar Mahu. So in that case, what if he does say Mufar Lechi Lamachar? So what if he does say Kiyam Lechi Hayom, Umufar Lechi Lamachar? Now, so I interpreted this Gemara the way the Tosfos Rid understands the Gemara, that when we say over here Amar la mufar lechi lamachar mahu, that we're dealing with a case where the guy says kiyam lechi hayom umufar lechi lamachar. The Ron brings down a girsa over here that all that he says is mufar lechi lamachar. He doesn't say kiyam lechi hayom at all. So the question is, if he says mufar lechi lamachar, and we'll get into this more in a couple of days, but when we say that the neder has to be mufar within the first 24 hours, what has to happen within the first 24 hours? Do I need to enunciate a hafara that takes effect within the first 28 hours, or can I enunciate my hafara even though I then stipulate that the hafara should take effect after a 24-hour period? So that's one of the ways of reading the Gemara. I thought the more pasha way was to say the first kasha posed was, what if he says kiyam lechi hayom? Do we read into his words mufar lechi lamachar? And the Gemara says, anim tim salomer, you're not going to read into his words because we're not going to do a hafara by implication. Well, what if the guy says mufurish kiyam lechi hayom mufar lechi lamachar? So what's the halacha? What's the halacha then in that case? So mahu. So says the Gemara like this. Ami amrinan lamachar lamatzi mefer dakiyam lenidra hayom. Do we say that lamachar he missed the boat because he was mekayim the neder today? And once he was mekayim the neder today, lamachar is already after the 24 hours. We already had a kiyam neder, so he missed the boat. He can no longer be mefer. He can no longer be mefer her neder. Odilma kivan dlo amarle kiyam lechi hayom. Or maybe now it's mashma like the Ran, right? Maybe since he didn't say kiyam lechi hayom, according to this, where according to the Ran, if it's good, right? Because the Ran had said that the second case that the Gemara is talking about now is where the guy only says mufar lechi lamachar. But the Tosfos Arid said that he was talking about a case where he said kiyam lechi hayom umufar lechi lamachar, in which case, according to the Tosfos Arid, what does the Gemara mean when it says odilma delo amar lo kiyam lechi hayom? According to the Tosfos Arid, he did say kiyam lechi hayom umufar lechi lamachar. So the Tosfos Rid is going to interpret maybe because he didn't say kiyam lechi stam, it's not considered to be a hakama. In other words, according to the Tosfos Arid, the suffix in the Gemara is whether when the guy says kiyam lechi hayom, when he's attaching some sort of temporal restriction on his kiyam, is it still considered to be a valid kiyam that's 100% effective, or is it an ineffective kiyam? Because a real kiyam is when you say kiyam lechi. Kiyam lechi hayom, we cannot make such stipulations, so maybe if he attempts to make this stipulation, he's weakening the kiyam, and so maybe he would be able to be made for the neder the next day. So that's the way the Tosfos Arid would understand this. So then the Gemara says, and if you want to say that we don't know what the situation is here, so then ki kamar la mufar lechi lamachar mehayom. Odilma kiven d'lomer le kiyam lechi hayom, or maybe because he didn't say kiyam lechi hayom, ki kamar le mufar lechi lamachar me hayom kamar. Maybe when he says mufar lechi lamachar, he didn't miss the boat. It's not like he missed a 24-hour window to be made for the neder. And the way we'll explain it is because he didn't say that the neder should be mekuyam lagamri, because he tried, because either according to the Ran, he never said kiyam lechi at all, or according to Tosfos Arid, he never said kiyam lechi period. He tried to attach some sort of limit on his kiyam. Maybe when he says mufar lechi lamachar, it doesn't mean that he's going to be made for the neder after the 24-hour period elapses. What he means is that he's being made for the neder mehayom, and that hafara should take effect lamachar. So maybe he's stipulating that the hafara will take effect laachar zman. Or Vimtim Salomar, and if you want to say Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, let's wait a second here. So the Ran explains that Rabbah is really asking about three points over here. The first thing he's asking is when he says Kiyam Lechi Hayom Umufar Lechi Lamachar, is that a valid hafara? In other words, can you be mefer a neder after you've said kiyam lechi hayom? And then in progression, we'll say, if that is a valid hafara, because you said amufar lechi lemachar, the question is going to be, what if he doesn't say amufar lechi lemachar expressly? What if he only says kiyam lechi ayom? Are we then willing to read into his words, oh, amufar lechi lemachar, and therefore it's going to be a good hafara? And if you want to say that kiyam lechi ayom, umufar lechi ayom is not a valid hafara, what if he only, I'm sorry, if you want to say that kiyam lechi ayom, umufar lechi lemachar is not a valid hafara, then what if he only says mufar lechi lemachar? What if we forget about the kiyam lechi ayom, and what if he only says mufar lechi lemachar? So the Ran understands, again, that we're starting with the basic question, kiyam lechi ayom, mufar lechi lemachar, and then he's deconstructing those cases to say, what if you only have the first clause? What if you only have the second clause? Is it then going to be a valid afara? So that's the way the Ran understands what's going on here, that the question of Rabbah, of kiyam lechi ayom, mufar lechi lemachar, is actually three separate questions, each of which depends on the other. So says the Gemara now, five lines down on Ayin Amad Aleph, Vimtim Salomar, and if you want to say, Afilu Hachi, even over here, Kivan de Kimu Hayom, Lamachar Kaman de Ise Dami, that since he said that Kiyam Lechi Hayom, since he said the nether should be Mekuyam for today, then Lamachar, his Afara can't take effect because it's Kaman de Ise Dami, meaning, says the Ran, what we have here is we have a nether Mekuyam. The guy said Kiyam Lechi Hayom, he was Mekayim the nether. After a year, once you're Mekayim a nether, you can no longer be Mefer the nether. So the guy's stuck. He missed the boat. Well, if you want to say that, then what if he didn't say Kiyam Lechi Ayom? What if he said Kiyam Lechi Lesha Mahu? What if he only said that the nether should be Mekuyim for a couple of hours? So now, Miyam Rinan Kamandi Amar Le Mufer Lemechi La'achar Shah. Do we say that since the guy said Kiyam Lechi Lesha, we're going to imply in his words that what he means is it should be Mekuyim only for an hour? And after an hour, it should be mufar. So are we going to read that afara into his statement by implication? Odilma halo amarla. Or maybe he never said mufar lechi la'achar shah, and therefore we are not going to imply a afara in his words. Again, because like the Rush taught us on the bottom of the previous daf, the afara will have to be expressed. And imtim salomar halo amarla. And if you want to say, well, this is obviously not a valid hafara because he never expressed the hafara, and we're not going to infer a hafara by implication. So amarla mahu, amarla so imtim salomar halo amarla, so miu amarla mai. If he did say kiyam lechi lesha umufar lechi la'achar shah, then what would the halacha be? So miyam rinan kivan de kimu. Do we say that since he was Mekuyim the Neder is Mekuyim, even though he tried to attach a temporal stipulation by saying Kiyam Lechi Lesha, we're just going to ignore the fact that he said Lesha. Once he said Kiyam Lechi, he's up a creek, he missed the boat because he was already Mekuyim the Neder. Odilma Kivan de Kuli Yome Bar Hakamo Bar Hafarahu, or maybe since the entire day is fit for either Kiyam HaNeder or Hafaras HaNeder, Kiyamar Mufar Lechi La'achar Shah Mahani. Maybe when the guy says that Mufar Lechi La'achar Shah, it will help. In other words, the reason that this is a better situation. The reason that this is a better situation for than the case of kiyam lechi ayom umufar lechi lemachar is because when the guy tried the kiyam lechi ayom umufar lechi lemachar, his afara was intended to take effect after that 24-hour window within which he would be able to be made for the nether. Maybe that's why it didn't work. But if the guy says kiyam lechi lesha umufar lechi la'achar shah, where it's all within the 24-hour window that he's able to be made for the nether, maybe then it would work, and maybe the nether is only mekuyim lesha, and maybe it would not be, or maybe it would not, and maybe it would be mufar la'achar shah. So the Rosh over here says like this, that in the entire day it's within his rishus to be mefer neder and to be mekayim the neder, and therefore it's not considered to be an actual kiyum unless he's mekayim it for a full day. And therefore, when he tries to be mekayim it for less than a full day, when he tries to be mekayim it lefi shah, it's a weak kiyum that's destined to be uprooted and overturned because he's still leaving himself some daylight within that 24-hour period to then come and turn around and be made for the neder. So then the Rush says that certainly if he said kiyam lechi stam, that if he said kiyam lechi stam without attaching any restriction, pshita the shuv ain't yachal offer, he's not able to be made for the neder anymore. Daksiv isha yikimenu demiyachi shekimu havim akuyam liolam. That immediately after he's makayim the neder, it's mekuyim liolam. V'dafka l'shtika hu d'be'inan yom shalem. And it's only by shtika that we give the husband or the father the full day in order to be made for the neder. So in other words, what the Rush is telling us here is that the concept of having 24 hours to be made for a neder, while true, is not applicable in all cases. That only when he's shosek does he have 24 hours to sort of undo his shtika. But if he's kiyum, if he's mekayim the nether and he gives a blanket kiyum, then he's out of luck. Even if an hour passes and he gives a blanket kiyum and says kiyum lechi, it's not like he has 23 hours to undo the nether. Once he's mekayim the nether permanently, that nether is not subject to revocation ever again. Now, what the Rush is saying over here, aval im amar la beferish, how do we explain this case? But if he says beferish kiyam lechi sha achar sha'avra sha'a yachal ha'afer Now, what the Rush is saying is that the reason that this will work, even though, generally speaking, once you're Makayim the Neder, you lose the power to be made for the Neder, is because specifically over here, it's obvious that you realize that you have the 24-hour period to be Makayim, to be made for the Neder, rather, and that's why you're attaching a time period to the Kiyam. So the Kiyam that you're giving, it's not a permanent Kiyam. And if it's not a permanent Kiyam, maybe he'll be able to stipulate that it's Mekuyam L'Shah, but after the Shah, after the hour, maybe it will be subject to Afara. So says the Gemara, what is the halacha here? This is a kasha we don't know the answer to. So says the Gemara like this, we try to bring a raya. So Tashma, Hareini Nazira, if a woman says, I'm a Nazira, Vishama Bala, and her husband hears V'yomer Va'ani, and he says, oh, and I also am a Nazir, so Ein Yachal Ofer, so he's not able to be Mayfair, he is no longer able to be Mayfair, her Naziris. Why? The Ron says, because when he says Va'ani, it shows that he's ratifying her Naziris. So once he says Va'ani, he can no longer retract her Naziris. So says the Gemara, Va'amai, Nima Va'ani di Amarhu al Nafshei, Dahavi Nazir. Aval Hareini Nazira delay, Desha Hareini Nazira delay, Desha Achas Kaima, Ula Achar Shah Iboy Lefer, Sa Amai Ein Yachal Lahafer. So says the Gemara, well, why do we see that when the guy says Va'ani, it shows that he's ratifying her Naziris Lagamre? Maybe when the guy says Va'ani, what he intends is, oh, you think you're a Nazira? That's a great idea, Va'ani. I want to be a Nazir. You're a Naziris? I'm not ratifying that permanently. I'm ratifying that Lefisha in order to allow my Naziris to be toe-face and piggyback on hers. But after my Naziris piggybacks on hers, maybe I want her Naziris to go away. Why do we say that that's not the case? Why do we say that when the guy says Va'ani, he automatically intends to ratify her Naziris? Why do we say that? Is it not Lav Mishum the Kivan the Kimu Kimu? Is it not because there's no such thing as a Kiyam L'Shah? Is it not because we cannot read into his words that what he means to say is, oh, your Naziris should be Mekuyam only for so long as to allow my Naziris to take effect, and once my Naziris takes effect, your Naziris is out of the picture? No, but once he says her Naziris is Mekuyam, even for a Shah, it's a valid Kiyam forever. So don't we see from here that when the guy tries to say Kiyam Lechi L'Shah, Umufer Lechi L'Achar Shah, that wouldn't work? Because once he gives any type of Kiyam, even if it's a Kiyam L'Shah, it will operate and function as a permanent Kiyam. Don't we see that? Says the Gemara, lo. We don't see that, because in this case of Naziris, we never mention the word L'Shah. We never mention any stipulation that he's trying to attach to his ratification of her Naziris. So, kol va'ani kaman diyomar kiyam lechi liolam dami. The reason that this doesn't work, and the reason that he can't retract is because when he says va'ani, it's mashma not a kiyam l'shah, but it's mashma a kiyam liolam. And like the Rush said, the only time that we are going to view his kiyam as anything other than a permanent kiyum is when you expressly stipulate that it's only a kiyum l'shah. If he fails to expressly stipulate that it's a kiyum l'shah, then it's going to be a valid kiyum liolam. And over here, since he says va'ani, and he never expressly stipulates that her nazirah should be chal only l'shah, her nazirah is going to be chal, her nazirah is going to be chal liolam. The Ran over here, just at the end of this piece of the Gemara, says over here now. For the past couple of blot, we've been posing a bunch of questions, and many of which have been left unresolved, and they've been questions that have built off of each other. They've built off each other in the style of the V'imtim Tzolomar. So the Ran says that we're Mesupak, all of these are Bayan Delo Ifshite, and all of these are questions that have no answer, and therefore it's not considered to be a Hafara if you do any of these things. Kiyam Lechi, Mufar Lechi, we left all of this unresolved, or we thought that we resolved the Tzad, V'imtim Tzolomar this, what if that? V'imtim Tzolomar that, what if the third thing? So all that, we're Mesupak, whether any of this stuff is a valid Hafara, says the Ran, and therefore it doesn't operate as a valid Hafara. However, the Rambam says that no, we do paskin like the Imtim Tzolomar. So if we pose a question and it appears that there are two tzadim that the Gemara presents to us, but then we say, oh, an Imtim Tzolomar, one of the tzadim, that means we paskin like that sa that the Gemara is then going to build its Vimtim Tzolomar off of. Therefore, so it comes out according to the Rambam, if one of the Imtim Tzolomars would lead us to conclude that in a certain situation there's a valid hafara, then according to the Rambam, it would be a valid hafara. According to the Ran, he doesn't hold that we paskin like the Vimtim Tzolomar, and therefore all of these questions are left, all of these questions are left unresolved. Also, a nafkamina, if whether one would get malchus for violating one of these types of nedarim. If you have, if there's a question that was unresolved in the Gemara, and then we said in Imtim Salomar that afara doesn't work. So the question is, are you going to get malchus if you then violate the nether? According to the Rambam, you would get malchus because v'imtim salomar, the afara doesn't work. It means the afara doesn't work. And if the afara doesn't work, you have a valid nether. You violate a nether, you get malchus. According to the Ran, you're mesupak because we don't know, and therefore you wouldn't get malchus on a suffix. Oh, it says the next Mishnah. So Mesa Av, again, just a refresher on the din of Nisrokna. Mesa Av, lo Nisrokna Rishos Labal. If the father dies, the power to be made for the Nedarim does not transfer over to the husband. Mesa Baal, however, if the husband dies, Nisrokna Rishos Laav, the power to revoke her Nedarim transfers back over to the father. Bazeh, Yafa Koach Av Mikoach Abal. That in this respect, the Koach Av is greater than the Koach Abal, because the Av inherits the Nisrokna, the Baal does not inherit that Nisrokna power. But Badavar Acher, however, in a different respect, Yafa Koach Abal Mikoach Av. The Baal has a greater Koach than the Av. How? Sha'abal Mefer Bebeger Va'av Eina Mefer Bebeger. Because the Baal could be Mefer, a Neder of a Bogeres, whereas the father cannot be mayfair the neder of a bogeres. So the Gemara is going to come out, but we should point out already in the Mishnah that it's obvious that the baal that we're talking about here is an arus. It's a baal for kedushin and not for nisuin, because it's pashut that the baal could be mayfair the nederim of a bogeres, because the baal who's the baal nesua, she goes her whole life from the time she's 13 and a half years old until hopefully they'll be married 60, 70 years, whatever it is. He could go the whole time being made for an Adarm. It's Pasha that he could be made for the Adarm of a Bogeres. But what we're talking about here is we're talking about an Arus. And the thing is, if you have an Arus, and we'll see in the Gemara, if you have an Arus that gets engaged to a girl and the Kedushin happens once she's already a Bogeres, once the father loses the jurisdiction over her, because when she's a bogeres, the father loses jurisdiction over her, then it's going to come out that baal of the arus has the exclusive ability to be made for her nedarim, because even though she's an ara marasa, because she was engaged after she already left her father's jurisdiction, the father cannot assume jurisdiction that he already lost. So he can't assume a co or joint jurisdiction that he already lost. So we'll see that's the case that the Gemara is talking about. Says the Gemara like this. So my taima. So why is it that Mes Habal Nisrokna Rishus that Nisrokna Rishus Laav, but Mes but Mes Av Lo Nisrokna Rishus Labal? So why do we say that? So says the Gemara. Demar Kra Binurea Beis Avia, because the pasuk says Binurea base avia. So it's mashma that even after, says the Ran, it's mashma that there's a situation where even after the father dies, she's still considered to be bebeis avia. In what respect? In the respect that after the father dies, his koach to be made for her nedarim does not transfer over to the husband, and the husband's left stuck because the only way he could be made for the nedarim is with a shutfus with the father. But once the father dies, he loses the shutfus. The husband cannot assume full jurisdiction over the neder. Those nedarim cannot be mufar any longer because it says binurea beis avia, mashma he retains some of his jurisdiction. So meis habal nisrokna rishus la'av. But if the husband dies, then the rishus is nisrokna to the father. So minolan, how do we know this? So amar rabba di amar krav im hayosi yela ish unedarea leah. It says vim hayosi yela ish, and havaya means an erison unedarea leah, and she has nedarim on her. So how do we see this from? So the Ran over here on the bottom of the page says it's mashma tu avayos. But what do we learn from the fact that it's mashma tu avayos? So the Gemara tells us, makish kod mi avaya shnia le kod mi avaya rishona. So we're dealing with a case that's like this, where you have a girl, and when the girl is single, in other words, before the first havaya, before any kedushin at all, the father obviously had jurisdiction to be made for the nedarim of the daughter. Once the girl gets engaged and she's an arusa, then the father and the husband have a co-jurisdiction, and they can be made for the nedarim together. What happens if the arus dies? All right, or if the arus divorces her, and so they get divorced from the erusin, and then it's kodem havaya shnia. It's before a second engagement because the hypothetical second engagement has not yet happened. So what it says is vim hayosi yela ish unadarea alea. So we're makish the situation before the second havaya to the situation of before the first havaya. And just like before the first Havaya, when she's a single girl, the father has exclusive jurisdiction over her Nadarim, so too, before the second Havaya, if there was an Erusin that is terminated, then all of the Koach once again goes back to the father, just like it was all with the father before the first Havaya. So that's Makish Havaya, Kodem Havaya Shnia, Kodem Havaya Rishona. So Ma Kodem Havaya Rishona, Av Mefer Luchudei, Av Kodem Havaya Shnia, Av Mefer Luchudei. Just like before she's engaged altogether for the first time, the father has exclusive jurisdiction over her nedarim, so too, before the second engagement, the father also has exclusive jurisdiction over the nedarim, because meis habal nisrokna rishus la'av. So says the Gemara, well, how do we know that? How do we know that it's a blanket halacha? Ema hani mili b'nedarim shelo niru la'arus. Maybe that's only by nedarim that the arus never acquire jurisdiction over, because the arus never knew about these nedarim. They were not made when she was an arusa. Aval b'nedarim sheniru la'arus lo matzi mefer av. But if they were nedarim that were nira la'arus aval, but if they were nedarim that were made when she was an arusa, maybe the father would not be able to have exclusive jurisdiction to be made for those nedarim after the arus dies. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, well, maybe the only sort of jurisdiction that the father retains is by nedarim that the husband never really had jurisdiction over. But if he did really have jurisdiction over them, maybe it doesn't go back to the father. Well, says the Gemara, that can't be, because Ibn Adoram Shalom Niru La'aros, if the whole situation is if the whole case of the father being able to be mefer the nedarim of his daughter who had been in arusa is legabe nedarim that were not made in the jurisdiction of the arus, meaning when were they made then? If they were not made in the jurisdiction of the arus, they were made before. But if they were made before, then they were made when she was single, and you already told me in the psukim that the father can be mefer the nedarim of his single daughter. So that binurea besavia nafka, that we know from binurea besavia, comes out that the nedarim that we're talking about here are obviously nedarim sheniru la'arus. The Baal acquired jurisdiction over those nedarim because they were made during the time that she was in arusa. Nevertheless, when meis habal nisrokna rishus la'av, the rishus goes back to the father, and he could then once again exercise exclusive jurisdiction to be made for those nedarim. So says the Gemara Vayter. So we concluded the Mishnah by saying, "Bzeh yafa koach av mi koach habal." But in the other respect, the koach habal is greater than the koach av, because the baal can be made for bebeger, the av cannot be made for bebeger. So what are we talking about here? So says the Gemara, "Hey chidami, what are we talking about?" Ilema shekitcha kashinara ubagra. So if we're talking about a case where the kedushin, where the erusin took place when she was a nara, and then she became a bogeres, samichti. So let's see. Misa motzia. So obviously, the death of the father is motzi her from the rishus of the father. Ubagros motzi her rishus av. And bagros is motzi from the rishus of the father. Now, ma misa lonis rokna rishus labal. Just like in the resha of the Mishnah, you told me that if the father dies, his koach to be made for the nedarim does not transfer over to the father, then af bagros lonis rokna rishus labal. Then also, if they got engaged when she was a nara, and then she becomes a bogeres, could this be the type of bogeres that we're saying that the husband has the exclusive jurisdiction? A bagros, attaining the status of bagros, this level of maturity, is just another way of terminating the father's jurisdiction over the nedarim. Just like Misa, just like his death terminates his jurisdiction over the her nedarim, so too her becoming a bogeres terminates his jurisdiction over her nedarim. And if by Misa we say lo nisrokna rishus labal, so why should nisrokna occur if she becomes a bogeres? That doesn't make sense. So says the Gemara, elisha kitcha kishi bogeres. We're talking about a case where the Kedushin took place, where the Erusin took place when she was a Bogeres. So the Ran says, so if the Erusin took place when she was a Bogeres, then there was no prior jurisdiction of the father that would need to transfer to the husband, but can't, because we're not going to apply the concept of Nisrokna, because the father never has jurisdiction over a Bogeres. So it was only in the exclusive jurisdiction of the husband. Now, just to set the table for what the Gemara is going to discuss between now and the bottom of the page is the Gemara is going to ask that we're going to learn this in a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel, but the halacha is like this, that if, let's say, yeah, again, in the times of the Gemara, Erusin and Nisuin were done in two separate stages. Nowadays, they're done 4 minutes apart or whatever it is. They used to be done months apart. So the question is, let's say you have an Erusin, how long do you have in order to effectuate the Nisuin? So the Mishnah there is going to tell us that by a Besula, you have 12 months, that you could say, look, the husband could say, look, I need 12 months to prepare. By an almana, you have only 30 days. So the question is, what happens if there's an Erusin, which starts that 12-month clock ticking, and then the 12 months elapses, and the guy has not yet gone through with an Nisuin? Do we consider them to be married to the extent that we're going to give him some koach over her nedarim, the same koach over her nedarim as a married person, as a baal of a nesua? Or do we say, look, until she's actually in his house, then he doesn't have exclusive jurisdiction over her? So let's bear in mind that 12-month period versus the 30-day period, and with that in mind, we'll read the hemshech of the Gemara. So it says in the Gemara. So again, what we established this case was where he did the kedushin when she was already a bogeres, and that's why the baal, the arus, even though he's only an arus, has exclusive jurisdiction to be made for her nedarim, because she was never in the jurisdiction of the father, because she already became a bogeres, and that caused her to leave the jurisdiction of the father. Said the Gemara, Hatanina Chadazimna, you already taught this halacha to me one time, because on the Mishnah Ayin Gimel it says, Habogeres Sheshoasa Yudbeis Chodesh, that a bogeres who hangs around for 12 months, that once that 12 months elapses, then once the 12 months elapse, then we treat the Arusa like an Asua, and we treat the Arusa like an Asua, Lagabe, the husband's Chiev, to support her. And we treat the Arusa like an Asua with regard to his ability to be made for her Nadarim. According to Rabbi Eliezer's view. So in other words, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah Ayin Gimel is going to introduce us to the following concept. That this Mishnah is going to deal with two things. Let's read another line over here, because it'll help elucidate what I want to explain here. So Guf Akasha. So this itself is Akasha, because Amrit Habogeres Sheshoasa Shneimasar Chodesh. You told me that this halacha is applying to a bogeres who waits for 12 months before she gets married. But bogeres lamali shneimasar chodesh bogeres belamid yom sagi. A bogeres is enough to have 30 days to prepare for a wedding. So why are you talking to me about a case case of Bogeres and a Bogeres that waits 12 months. We don't give the husband of a Bogeres 12 months to consummate the marriage. We're only going to give him 30 days. Says the Gemara, Tani Bogeres Visheshasa Shneimasar Chodesh. We're talking about either a Bogeres who gets only 30 days, or we'll see, actually, it's not quite that she gets only 30 days. We'll explain that in a second. Or somebody who waits 12 months. Now, the somebody who waits, let's talk about the somebody who waits 12 months, because that's a little bit more interesting with the mechanics that we've been discussing over the past couple of days. All right, so ordinarily by an Arusa, as we know, an Arusa, the Nedarim of the Arusa can only be Mufar with the father and the husband acting jointly. Okay, but if she's a Nara, and by a Nara, we're going to give her 12 months for the Erusin, after which we are going to force the marriage to occur. And if we don't, and if the marriage doesn't occur, we're still going to treat them like a married couple. So what does it mean, treating them like a married couple? Treating them like a married couple means that the Baal is going to have exclusive jurisdiction over her Nedarim, even though she's only a Kanara, and even though she's only an Arusa, because the 12 months have already elapsed, and we're going to treat her like an Asua. Okay? A Bogeres doesn't have that. A Bogeres doesn't have that 12-month window. She has only 30 days. We'll see in the Gemara, it's not really 30 days. The Bogeres has 12 months less the amount of time that has elapsed since she attained the status of Bagrus. So she attains the status of Bagrus at 12 years and 6 months. Let's say she has Erusin when she's 13. So then she has 6 months before we consider her to be in a Suwa, not 30 days, because it's 12 months less the 6 months that have elapsed since she became a Bogeres. But in any event, what we're talking about over here is a Bogeres, or somebody whose 12 months have elapsed, Bala could be made for her Nedarim, which is exactly what this Mishnah is teaching me. If you have a guy who got engaged to a woman, who had Erusin with a woman, after she already became a Bogeres, he could be made for her Nedarim. And we say, Bezeh Yafakoach HaBal Mikoach HaAv, that's great, but we're going to learn it in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. And if we're going to learn it in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, why are you teaching it to me here? So says the Gemara, well, two possibilities why I'm teaching it to you here. Iba Seima Hacha Dafka, maybe over here is where the halacha comes up. Because over here we were talking about Yafa Koach HaAv Mikoach HaBal, Lagabe, the concept of Nisrokna, and therefore we're going to say Yafa Koach HaBal Mikoach HaAv, Lagabe, the concept of the Baal being able to be mefer than a darim of a Bogeres. And Hossam, on the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, Misham Deboy Yefluge Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan. Because over there we're going to be introduced, on Wednesday we're going to be introduced to the Machlokas, Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanan, that whereas Rebbe Lezer says that after the 12-month period elapses, or 30 days for the Bogeres, or whatever it is, we're going to consider them to be a married couple, he's going to be Mechayev to support her, she's going to be able to eat Truma if he's a Kohen, the Chachamim are going to argue, so that's why we bring down the Halach over there, to introduce us to the Machlokas of Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. Or maybe we'll say that the Mishnah of Bogeres, the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, is Dafka. That's where we learn the base halacha. V'aydi d'nasav reisha bazeh, nasav seifa nami bazeh. And because over here the reisha teaches us a situation where the koach of the av of yafa koach av mikoach habal, and the seifa, for symmetry purposes, we're going to bring down a case of yafa koach habal mikoach av. It's not like it's teaching me this halacha here. The basic the actual halacha is going to be learned in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel. The reason that we bring it here is just to show the symmetry, even though Lagabe, the concept of Nisrokna, the koach of the father's Rishus, is greater than the koach of the husband's Rishus, by the concept of a Bogeres, whereas the status of Bagrus causes the father to lose jurisdiction. If the girl gets engaged to the husband when she's a Bogeres, then the husband gets sole jurisdiction. So by Bagrus, the koach of the husband eclipses the koach of the father. That's why we learn it. That's why we learn it out like this. So we'll stop here a couple of minutes early. We'll pick up, God willing, from the Mishnah on top of Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, tomorrow.